Good morning and welcome back to another edition of High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, right here on Talk 960, brought to you by Providence St. Mary Medical Center. COVID-19 cases are rising in our High Desert. Make your appointment today to protect yourself, your family, and our community. Schedule your free appointment at a convenient location near you through myturn.ca.gov. Message brought to you by trusted friends in the High Desert, Providence St. Mary Medical Center, and the San Bernardino County Department of Public Health. We're keeping it local with High Desert issues, events, and interesting people. You can hear us every weekend, Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960 and talk960.com. Let's get to it.
Well, good morning, Roxanne.
Good morning, Regina.
How are you?
I'm doing well. We are going flying by through October.
Can you believe it?
We've got Halloween coming up and the holidays and the end of the year is approaching.
I can't believe it. And we're headed towards that cold weather.
Yes. And we're also headed to a very big event.
Yes.
The election coming up.
Yeah, which is not only just a big event, but it's a very serious.
It is very serious.
Very serious for us. And so I'm just really excited that we've got this guest that's going to be able to share a lot of information to our listeners regarding the upcoming election. And we want to welcome to the show Melissa Eichmann, who is the communications officer for the San Bernardino County Registrar of Voters. Melissa, welcome to Conversations with Regina and Roxanne.
Thank you for having me.
You know what? We're going to jump in because I'm sure there's a lot of information that you're going to be able to give us. And actually, between Roxanne and myself, I think we've got quite a few questions.
Yes, we do.
So we're going to jump in and ask. I think the most pressing question is the voter registration deadline. When is the actual deadline that you have to be registered in order to vote in this election?
Question. So the traditional voter registration deadline is going to be Monday, October 21st. If you register by that date, then you'll have a mail ballot sent to you and a voter information guide mailed out to you. If you miss that deadline, any voter can register to vote at one of our early vote sites or even one of our polling places on election day even, and they can still vote a provisional ballot. So we can verify that that no other ballot has been cast by that person in the state of California, and we can get your vote counted here.
Okay. And so if by chance somebody has missed that October 21st deadline, as I understand it, they can still vote right up until Election Day by going to either the early voting site or their assigned site, and they will ask for a provisional ballot. Is that correct?
Yes. It's they would register to vote first at that location, and then they would be given a provisional ballot. Correct.
Great. Okay. Great. And then, since we're talking about that, how many different ways are there that we can vote?
Well, we like to call it four different ways that you can choose to vote. So every voter is going to receive a mail ballot in the mail. So you can choose to take that mail ballot after you vote it, sign the envelope. You can mail it back in by our regular United States Postal Service. You want to make sure you get that postmark no later than Election Day, though.
Mm-hmm.
You can take your ballot, your mail ballot. You can drop it off in a secure ballot drop box. We have over 75 throughout the county. We have a map of those on our website as well.
Okay.
Or you can go to your designated polling place, and you can vote on Election Day there. The fourth option is going to one of our early vote sites. We have one open right now here in San Bernardino at the Registrar of Voters Office, and we will have four more opening on October 29th. We'll have one in Joshua Tree. We'll have one in Ontario, Apple Valley, and Victorville.
Oh, very nice. Right.
Wonderful.
Here in the High Desert.
So those are two locations that you will have, Victorville and Apple Valley. And is it possible, Melissa, that you can tell us exactly where those locations are in Victorville and Apple Valley?
They are going to be at the Victorville City Hall.
Okay.
And the Town of Apple Valley Recreation Center.
So, Melissa, if we receive our mail-in ballot, which I already received it, I don't want to use it. I want to vote in person. That's perfectly fine, too, correct?
Yes, you can take that ballot into the polling place, and you can request to vote a ballot in person. If you didn't receive your ballot, that's okay. You can still go in and request to vote in person. We'll be able to check and make sure that you're a registered voter and that you haven't returned a ballot.
And Melissa, if someone missed some of this information or would like to get more information, is there in fact a website where we can go and get information on voting? Can you provide us that, please?
Yes, our website is elections.sbcounty.gov.
elections.sbcounty.gov, correct?
Correct.
Got it. And let me ask, is that where we would also go if we want to follow the election night results?
Absolutely. Those election night results will begin posting at 8:30 p.m. on November 5th, that night, after all the polls close.
Okay.
Also, too, Melissa, in San Bernardino County, do you see more, I don't know, for your statistics from 2020 to here, if you can tell us, are more people voting by mail-in ballot or in person that you've seen?
More people are voting by mail-in ballot.
Okay.
Okay. And then kind of piggybacking on that, is there a number that we currently have or projection we currently have for the anticipated turnout for this election cycle in San Bernardino County?
No, we don't do the projections. We can look back historically and see that the presidential general elections are typically our highest turnout elections, and it can get up to around maybe 75%. But for this election, we don't have a projection.
Okay.
Do you see a lot of excitement in San Bernardino County for the election season so far?
Yes, there is. We are seeing an uptick in our early voting here at our office, which is generally a little bit quieter at this time. Mm. But because, again, it's the general election and we're voting for president, there are more people coming in to vote early.
Wow. Now, is there still time, if someone is interested in being a poll worker, is there still time for...
Or a poll watcher, things like that?
Poll watcher. Is there still time to do that, or has that time passed?
As for our poll workers, so there's a difference between poll workers and poll watchers. Our poll workers are the ones that will help voters at the polling place, mm-hmm. give them their ballot, sign them in, help them cast their ballot. Those poll worker training classes are almost over, but we do have some positions still available. So definitely if someone wants to be a poll worker, go on our website, get our application, fill that out, and get that into us right away. As far as poll watching, now that's what the public does. Some organizations set up poll watcher teams to go out and look and see what's happening at the polls on election day. But we do also have a really exciting opportunity. So anyone, if they'd like to come into our office and observe what's going on here and see how we process the ballots, it's a really exciting thing to watch and to get all your questions answered of what goes on behind the scenes. And we have already started that. So no appointment is needing. I do have a schedule on our website. So
okay.
You can see what's going on. And just come on down to ask to observe what's happening and if we have anything going on with ballots, which we usually do.
Uh-huh.
But right now we usually do. Come on in. We'll be able to happy to answer all your questions to show you everything happening.
So Melissa, with that, would you give us that website address again, please?
Sure. It's elections.sbcounty.gov.
Great. Mm-hmm. And then also, can you talk to us a little bit? I found out about this a couple of months ago, I believe, but there is actually a ballot mobile that the County of San Bernardino has. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. Our ballot mobile is for our traveling voter education campaign. We want to go and talk to voters throughout the county to talk to them about what their options are for voting, how they can register to vote, how they can help out to being a poll worker. having those opportunities about coming down and observing what's going on here. All the same things we've been talking about, but that's what we're doing, getting out in the county with our ballot mobile, giving some giveaways, having some, you know, fun things to do with our Instagram wall. But we're out trying to just engage with our voters in a nonpartisan way, of course.
I have two questions. Melissa, how would we, I know it's very important people talk about how do we track our vote or track our ballot to see where it's going, if it's been counted. Also, too, what are some of the big questions that you've received maybe this year in election season as we wind down? We've got maybe close to 3 weeks, 2 weeks left. So what are some of the big questions that you've received, Melissa?
Big questions. People are interested, basically, when are they going to receive their ballot, their voter information guide. They've got that. Questions about the voter information guide. Where do I find where I go vote on election day? Very basic questions that we normally hear. Nothing real unusual.
Okay. And then how will we track our ballot?
Any voter can track their ballot by signing up for wheresmyballot.com. And it will tell you, you know, if your ballot has been mailed, which most everyone's will say that right now it was mailed out to the voters on October 7th. And it will tell, once you vote your ballot, you can go back in and check and see when we received the ballot and when we've processed your ballot and when eventually it gets counted.
Mm-hmm. And again, they can do that at wheresmyballot.com?
Yes, wheresmyballot.com.
Okay, and then that gets them set up to be able to track that. Well, Melissa, we want to thank you for all this wonderful information that you've shared with us. Once again, if anyone has any questions, looking for more information or how to be connected to the Registrar of Voters office for San Bernardino County, they can actually go to elections.sbcounty.gov, and that will definitely hopefully get them on the path to getting their questions answered, right, and providing the information that they need. Melissa, before we go, is there anything else that you would like to share with our listeners in preparation for our upcoming election day?
Mm-hmm. Well, in preparation for election day, I just want to remind everybody that that they have their ballot mailed to them, or they can go in into a polling place and they can vote. They can vote early at one of our early voting sites. But if anyone has any questions, call our office. We have a whole phone bank team here ready to help, 909-387-8300. That's our phone number. Also, if you have any questions about wondering if you are registered to vote, you can find that on our website, or you can also call us, and we have operators waiting to help.
That's wonderful. Well, we greatly appreciate you and the Registrar of Voters Office. Thank you for sharing all of this great information. And it has actually been very informative, Roxanne, wouldn't you say?
I say, too. And I really like the way that your offices are very transparent, where you can actually go visit your office and see how the process is. So I really like that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm excited about the ballot mobile.
That is a fun event.
And yeah. Melissa, once this election is over, you're ready for the next one. So it doesn't stop with your office, correct?
No, it doesn't stop. It doesn't stop. We're always planning for another election.
Mm-hmm. Well, you are welcome to join us anytime that there's anything that you want to get out to the constituents and to the citizens, particularly of the High Desert. You have an open invitation here at Conversations with Regina and Roxanne. We greatly appreciate you making this time for us today, and we look forward to having you visit us throughout the upcoming years.
Thank you so much, and thank you for helping us get the word out about voting.
Thank you, Melissa.
All right, Roxanne, we've got a really beautiful young woman in the studio with us this morning.
We're very excited to speak to her.
Very excited to speak to her. She's from Family Assistance Program.
Another great organization that our radio stations have been helping out as well.
Yes. So welcome, Misty Christensen, who is the Development Director for Family Assistance Program. Welcome,
welcome
to Conversations,
Misty,
with Regina and Roxanne.
Thank you so much, Regina and Roxanne. It's great to be here, and good morning to you.
Mm-hmm. Good morning. And so you're here specifically to talk to us about a wonderful event that has now become an annual event for Family Assistance Program. Why don't you tell us about that?
So we're holding our 8th annual gala again this year. It's a celebration of families, Dia de los Muertos, on November 2nd.
Ah, great.
Yes.
That's coming up.
It's so soon, yes. Just a few weeks left to buy tickets. I mean, we're so excited. This year we'll be recognizing Southwest Gas for creating a culture of charitable giving, wow, and service at each of their locations for the betterment of our community. We're also recognizing Miguel Valadez from Miguel's Baja Grill.
Oh.
Have you eaten there?
Yes.
Yes, on 7th Street. We love it. A few people know this. They think it's just good food. Mm. But Miguel is actually just really amazing for being a champion and meeting the needs of the marginalized in our community.
Yes, so he works. Hasn't he been doing, like, I think it's on Tuesdays, Taco Tuesdays or something for you guys?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. He does our Taco Tuesday events. He also helped with our domestic violence walk we just held last
Yes, he's amazing.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're also recognizing the legacy of Monica Ortloff. She's a longtime teacher and advocate for the LGBT community. She recently passed, but she was a champion for our students and worked to create safe spaces and work towards a cultural change for inclusivity on the school grounds.
That's wonderful, because that is a loss for our community, but we should definitely continue to uplift and acknowledge who she is.
Absolutely. And I'm especially excited to honor several of our clients who've worked through their programs to really create a healthy, safe, empowered life for themselves and for their families. You know, Regina, they've really overcome tremendous hardship, and they're so resilient and inspiring. And they'll be sharing their stories there.
Wow. And that takes a lot of courage.
Yes.
You know, and it is an exciting evening. It's not just, I mean, there's always good food, music. It's always decorated beautifully and all of that kind of stuff. And it's a nice night. We get to dress up and go out, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think the heart of it is really the survivors, right? And those who share their stories and those who you are acknowledging and honoring. I always love that, because I think, you know, in the case of survivors, they need to know that they've got a whole community that supports them and uplifts them. And I think that's important. And then for those sponsors and those who have committed, like the Southwest Gas, who do amazing work in our community, and they're not always doing it because they want to have a spotlight on them. But, you know, every now and then it's nice to say, we see you and we appreciate what you do. So I love what you guys are doing. Now tell us where this event is going to be held and the hours, and how, if someone wants to purchase tickets, they can still do that, right?
Absolutely. So it will be held on Saturday, November 2nd, from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m.
Okay.
At the Hilton Garden Inn Conference Center, which is 12603 Mariposa Road in Victorville.
Okay.
And tickets are still available. You can go online on our Facebook at we're at Family Assistance Programs.
Okay.
We do have an event. You can buy right through there, or please visit our website at familyassist.org.
Okay. And just in case there's someone who doesn't have the capacity to go online and purchase tickets, can they call your office and get connected that way?
Yes, please. Give us a call at area code 760-843-0701 and ask for Misty, and we can go ahead and take care of that for you.
Great. Misty, I want to thank you for that. We're excited, hoping that you guys experience a sellout event, you know, under the leadership of Daryl Levy and the board of directors. You guys have just done amazing things, and Family Assistance Program has expanded so much in the services and resources that you're able to provide here to the High Desert. We are most appreciative of that, because otherwise, where would we go? You know, you've got youth programs, you've got housing programs. I mean, I don't know what you don't have, really, under the guise of this Family Assistance Program, and we are most grateful for that. Is there anything else that you want to share with us or our listeners that we should know about Family Assistance Program?
I think my favorite thing about Family Assistance Program, just to kind of touch on what you were saying, is we really search the community and identify the needs. And once we identify those needs, we then grow to meet them. And so you're right, we do have our human trafficking program. We do work with women on parole and probation who are reentering. We work with Tay youth, you know, just youth in general. Right. And really everything is just geared towards providing the tools and knowledge necessary for people to live healthy, safe, empowered lives.
Yes. And so you mentioned quite a few things. You mentioned the Tay youth, which is our transitional age youth.
Yes.
Right? I know that you have a homeless program specifically for them.
Yeah.
And then you also mentioned the work that you're doing with women, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know that there are workshops and classes and just an array, a diversity of resources and services for them. If someone is interested, would they be able to go to the website and find that information? Can you give us that website again?
Absolutely. www.familyassist.org.
Great. And again, the phone number, just in case.
Area code 760-843-0701.
And just a little bit, because we're still in October,
mm-hmm.
Which is Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
Yes.
And so just a little bit, can you tell us about the work that you guys do in the realm of domestic violence?
Absolutely. You know, we offer a 24-bed DV shelter facility here in the High Desert. We also connect with other DV shelters throughout San Bernardino County to help
yes.
support so that we can provide those resources and make sure all the needs are being met. We're nowhere near meeting the needs, so,
yeah.
you know, but at least we're working towards it. And what we find, especially with DV, is that it touches all of our clients' lives, regardless of the program they're in. Human trafficking, especially. The majority of the women we work with who are out on parole or probation came from domestic violence situations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's amazing how it just kind of weaves its fingers through our communities.
Right.
And it does cause so much damage, and it still continues to fly under the radar.
Right.
So
you guys have the shelter, of course,
mm-hmm.
Which I think you said is a 24 beds?
24 beds, yes.
24 beds, shelter, that's 24 hours, seven days a week.
Yes.
Right? So if someone is in need of that resource or wants to refer somebody that they love and care about to that resource, they can also find that information on the Family Assist website.
Yes.
Is that correct?
That is correct.
And then is there an emergency shelter number?
There is. Area code 760-949-4357. And that's available 24/7.
Great. And then if someone is interested in, again, supporting, they can support by purchasing tickets and attending the gala, which is on November 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
But being that we're moving into the holiday season, Thanksgiving, Christmas, people are always looking for places that they can give and support, especially during the holiday time. And so if individuals that are listening or organizations that are listening are interested in coming alongside and helping to support you through the holiday season, they can also go to the website, or is that a phone call? Or
yeah, the website gives contact information, but definitely a phone call will get you there as well, again, just to our main line. And we can always have you adopt a family, adopt a child to, you know, help provide Christmas for. Any toy donations are very welcome and needed. You know, it does take a village.
It does. It does. And so, Misty, I want to thank you for coming on today to share about the gala. Again, November 2nd at the Hilton Garden Inns. It's from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. It is a wonderful evening out. And if you're going to spend some money to go out and do some dancing and have a good dinner and, you know, get dressed up,
why not?
Is a great way, because
why not support a great cause?
Right. The contributions of that, I believe, are tax deductible, correct?
Absolutely, yes.
So kind of like a 2-for-1.
Yeah.
Right?
We're a 501c3
yes, nonprofit. I would say absolutely.
Okay. And then if you're interested in learning more about any of the programs, resources, and services that Misty has shared with us, please reach out to their website or our phone number. And then also, right before we leave, will you give that emergency shelter number one more time, just in case?
Absolutely. Area code 760-949-4357. 5-7.
Well, Misty, I want to thank you for coming on and sharing with us all of the wonderful things that you guys are doing through the Family Assistant Program. We wish you nothing less than success on the gala, which I know it will be. And you're welcome to come back anytime to share with us those things that you guys are doing to help empower those in our community. So thank you again for being here, and we look forward to seeing you in the future.
Thank you so much.
Thanks again for being a part of our conversation. You can reach out to us and let us know what you want to talk about. Send us an email at roxannesgaffiti@edbroadcasters.com. High Desert Dialogue, Conversations with Regina and Roxanne, has been brought to you by Provident St. Mary Medical Center. COVID-19 cases are rising in our high deserts. Make your appointment today to protect yourself, your family, and our community. Schedule your free appointment at a convenient location near you through myturn.ca.gov. Message brought to you by trusted friends in the high deserts, Provident St. Mary Medical Center, and the San Bernardino County Department of Public Health. We'll talk to you next weekend.